Let's talk about team news first, shall we? On the injury front, how are you looking ahead of the match tomorrow?
Yeah, looking good. All the players came through the weekend okay. A few bumps and bruises to be expected. And James Coffin just trained this morning, so he'll be back in the squad tomorrow.
Well, that's a big boost, isn't it, to get him back involved?
Yeah, it is. You know, I keep saying it on and off the pitch. He's fantastic. He's been our captain this season. And although we've picked up some good results without him in the team, we feel that we're a different proposition altogether when he's involved.
Does that indicate maybe changes here? How much does fatigue start to come into your mind now when you're talking about you're thinking about your selection?
Yeah, well, look, we've had 7 games last month alone, and we've got another 6 coming up this month. So we'll look at it. We'll assess how everybody is when we get up there tomorrow. You know, we freshened it up on Saturday by making 3 changes, and it worked to an extent. So. It's the old conundrum, you know, do you change a winning team or do you freshen it up with all the games I've got coming up?
And right now you're edging towards what then, and you're thinking?
I'll let you know about 7:45 tomorrow night.
I mean, after a couple of defeats, you're on a good run before it, of course, but the manner of the victory on Saturday must have put a bit of spring back in people's steps here.
Yeah, it has. And the one thing what we've tried to maintain over the last week and the 2 defeats in 4 or 5 days, whatever it was, to keep belief. You know, our worst case scenario on Saturday would have been sitting 7th, regardless of what happened with the results. You know, so we had to just reiterate to the players that we're in a fantastic position. We're not going to win every single game from the end of the season. And when we get a little setback, we keep focused and we keep believing in what we're doing.
And how important is that given the way League One is right now? Because if you lose a couple or possibly even one, you might be 3 or 4 spots worse off in the table, yet only a point behind 6th or whatever, but it just looks different, doesn't it? The perception of the side is different.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I keep saying you don't. It's the last month of the season where a lot of things will eventually get found out. You know, we're sitting 6th, 3 points clear at the minute, which is a lot of credit to the players from where we were at the start of the season, you know, to put the run together that we have done and to play the way that we have done within that shows that, one, the players are listening to what we're telling them, but two, that they've knuckled down and kept hanging on in there, and they're getting the rewards for it at the minute.
You could envisage a situation, and these are my words, not necessarily yours, where we go into the last day and Doncaster Rovers might be one of, let's say, 8 or 9, if there's a wastage of teams over the course of the next 6 weeks, that could all get the final spot in the playoffs.
That's the way the league's been all year, you know, and there's a very good chance that could happen. What we have to do, and I've said all along, is if we're not going to be sitting in 6th place, that we're within touching distance going into the last few weeks of the season, because that's going to be massively important. And if we can do that, you know, in one-off games against any team in this league, if we've got a fully fit squad, I really fancy us.
So how big a challenge then, and how big an indicator is to Doncaster Rovers' end of season prospects, if you like, is a test against a Preston side who are doing ever so well right now?
Yeah, they're flying at the minute. I think they've won their last 5 games, but you know, we've won 4 of our last 6 as well, so it makes to be a good game. It's a fantastic place to go and play, especially at night games. It's a stadium, as a player and as a manager, I've always loved going to, you know, and we go there with a lot of confidence. We'll be wary of them because they're a good team, you know, and they'll have aspirations now of probably looking at automatic as well. So it'll be a good test for us, but what we can do there is we can go and take the game to them, because a lot of people will be expecting Preston to win. Getting the 3 points on Saturday lets us go there and relax a little bit more. And when we've done that this year, that's when we've been at our best.
What's in their makeup then? Because it's easy to look at the headline grabbers and say, well, Garner's back now and he will have been missed undoubtedly, and then Davis too has been a key feature of their team.
Yeah, but you can go through it. Beckford, you know, Kilkenny, Welsh, they've got experience, top experience all the way through their squad. They've got a strong squad, so if Simon needs to make any changes at all, that he's got like for like to go in there. And it helps if they're good players as well, you know, and that's what he's got there. They've got a squad that's geared up for promotion. But I'm really looking forward to going there, because it'll be a big test to find out where we're actually at the minute as well.
It's interesting, isn't it, as to where you might play this psychologically, because Preston is a playoff-chasing side in League One. I know they might look on the frustrations of not actually being able to seal the deal, but they're part of the been there, seen it and done it brigade, whereas this Doncaster Rovers side, this particular group, are just sort of getting into it for the first time.
Yeah, and, you know, I think one thing Simon's done is recruited really well. You know, players that know how to get out of this division, players with experience of doing it as well. So it'll be a good test. You know, we've got a fairly young squad in terms of what you're saying about playoff, play-season and promotion. So it's a challenge that I want the players to rise to tomorrow and show me why I keep telling you guys that we're a good team.
It's, you've got a lot of the sides, and obviously Preston and one of them above you in the table right now. So to say that it's in your hands is quite the understatement, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, I'd much rather it that way around than being chasing teams. You know, but I'll go back to what I've said all along. It doesn't matter where we are now. You know, it's come the end of the season. And all we have to do, and our main focus and aim, is make sure we're there or thereabouts.
And if nothing else, you can have a major bearing on who gets what at the end of the season. Doncaster Rovers could be either the cat amongst the pigeons or serve themselves well here.
Yeah, but we can't look at where, or we try not to look what other teams are doing and where they're at. You know, our focus has always been on what we're doing. And I said at the start of the season, well, we're trying to build something here, and not just short-term, long-term as well. And if we can have success within that, fantastic, because people at this club and the fans deserve that, you know, because it's been a tough couple of seasons for a lot of people. What we're doing now is, as a club, creating a really good environment for people to come in, whether it be in the football side or any department in it. And we're all together and we're all moving in the right direction.
From where you are then, and given what's happened with the two failed takeovers and having one plan, I would imagine, which ultimately had to change across the summer, are you ahead of schedule then? Is where this group is and where you expected it to be when you first kicked off in August, are you ahead of schedule right now?
I think we are, yeah, and that's not being disrespectful to the players, because I've always believed that we've had good players. You know, I think if you look back November, December time, I think we're only 3 or 4 points off the bottom four, and I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, it was 14 points off sixth place. So if you look at it there and you look at it now, we probably are ahead of where we want to be. All we wanted to try and do this year was finish as high up the table as we could, with a view of putting building blocks in place for the future seasons. That's not to say that we don't want to go up, you know.
Realistic sometimes.
It is, but what we have done is put ourselves in a fantastic position to really kick on for the last 13 games.